Today is the Sunday within the octave of the Ascension, and I wish all of the mothers of the parish a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. These words are taken from the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear friends, as you know, every year on the second Sunday of May, we celebrate Mother's Day. But what you may not realize is that Mother's Day is more than just a civil holiday. It is, in a certain sense, a Catholic day as well. And this is because on Mother's Day, we now not only honor and thank our earthly mothers who brought us into this world, but we also honor and thank our Heavenly Mother who brought our Divine Redeemer into this world. It is thus fitting that Mother's Day is placed in May, the month that is dedicated to our Blessed Mother. This morning, then, I would like to share with you a story about a son and his mother. The boy's father had passed away when he was just a child, and so his mother had to work to support him. Throughout his life, the son was ashamed of his mother. He was embarrassed by her because she had only one eye. And not having much money, she could not afford a glass eye. And so she had to wear a patch over her eye. But nonetheless, she was a loving and devoted mother. She provided for her son's every need. She was always there for him. And she loved him very much. But in return, the boy showed her only coldness. When he was in public with his mother, he ignored her. And he pretended that he didn't even know her. He looked down on her, and he treated her with disrespect and, sadly, even with contempt. And he did this, as I said, because he was embarrassed that his mother had only one eye. Even though she did everything for him, it seemed that nothing could make him love her. And this broke his poor mother's heart. She wept many tears, but even her tears could not move her son. His heart was so hardened. Hard because he thought only of himself, and thus had no appreciation for his mother's love, for all she had done for him. Now, after graduating from high school, the boy moved away to go to college. And even as a young man, he wanted nothing to do with his mother. And so after finishing college, he moved far away from her. Months turned into years. Years began to build. The youth, now a man, had become very successful in the world. He was now happily married with a family of his own. But his heart was still so hard that he never called his mother or even spoke of her. Any attempt she made to contact him was quickly rejected. One day, the man received a letter regarding a high school reunion in his hometown. And he decided he would go to this reunion, but he would go alone, because he didn't want to risk bringing his family to his hometown out of fear that they might somehow meet his mother. But while he was at the in-town for the reunion, a thought occurred to him. He should stop by and see his old home. He got curious. And so after the festivities of the reunion, he went to his old home, where he stood at a distance glancing at the house. One of the neighbors saw him, and they went out to see him. The neighbor approached the young man, and he said to him, "I'm so sorry, son. She died about 2 weeks ago." But these words had no effect on the man. He didn't shed a single tear. He showed no remorse. He manifested no emotion whatsoever at what he had just heard. He simply looked at the neighbor and thanked him for the update. But the neighbor asked him to wait a minute because he had something for him in his home. Returning to the son, the man handed him an envelope. "I've been holding on to this for some time," he said. "Your mother told me to give it to you if you should ever come back. She wanted you to have it." The son thanked the neighbor, and he turned to walk away. And as he walked down the street, he opened the envelope, and he pulled out a piece of paper. "My dearest son," the note began, "I miss you so much. I think of you all the time. I'm sorry that I have only one eye and that I was a constant embarrassment to you when you were growing up." "You see," the note continued, "when you were very little, you got into an accident and you lost your eye. As a mother, I couldn't stand seeing you grow up with only one eye, and so I gave you mine. I was so proud of you. You, my son, who are now seeing the world for me in my place. I was never upset at you for anything you did. The couple of times that you were angry with me, I thought to myself, it's because he loves me." As the man continued reading, tears welled up in his eyes. "If you receive this letter," the note continued, "then it means that I have gone and will not be able to see you here on earth again. But son, please know this. I love you very much. With all my love to you, your mother." The love of a mother, as one poet beautifully put it, is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish. Nothing can destroy it or take it away. The love of a mother is patient. It's forgiving. It is far beyond defining, and it defies all explanation. The love of a mother is a mystery, the poet concludes, which only God can understand. It is this love, my dear friends, which resides in the heart of a mother that makes her a valiant woman. In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon, the author of this book of scripture, asks the question, who shall find a valiant woman? He then enumerates the qualities that distinguish a woman as valiant. And in so many words, a woman is valiant who gives and counts not the cost, who fights and heeds not the wounds, toils and seeks not for rest, labors and asks for no reward. Is this not the description of a mother? Is a mother not one who gives for her children and counts not the cost, who fights for her family and heeds not the wounds, toils, seeks not for rest, labors, asks for no reward? Like that mother, my dear friends, who sacrificed everything for her son, even her own eye. A mother is a woman who is ready and willing to give herself for the sake of her children. And yet it is sad but all too true that many children, like that boy, are ungrateful. They don't appreciate, they don't fully realize just how much their mothers have done for them. They take their mothers for granted. And how sad it is, as in the case of that son, that many children don't appreciate their mothers until it's too late. We will never know, my dear friends, all the sacrifices our mothers have made for us, but how grateful we should be to them. How grateful we should be to them, how much we should love them. For mothers are indeed valiant women. And as we read in the book of Proverbs, the price of them is far and from the uttermost coasts. Let us honor our mothers today, then. And as we do, let's not forget to honor our Heavenly Mother, who is truly the most valiant woman of all. Throughout her earthly life, Our Lady served God as He deserved, and she continues to serve us, her children. She gave and did not count the cost. She fought and did not heed the wounds. She toiled and sought not for rest. She labored and asked not for any reward, except that of knowing she did God's will. The Blessed Virgin Mary is thus a valiant woman and mother. She's the mother of our divine Savior, and she's really and truly our mother too. She's our mother not by a figure of speech or a metaphor, but in virtue of our baptisms, we are all true children of Mary. And as our natural mothers have nurtured us, carried us in their arms, and watched over us, so too does our Blessed Mother. She nurtures us in the spiritual order by obtaining and giving graces to us. Because as the fathers of the church teach, all grace comes to us through her hands. And like a good earthly mother, she picks us up and she carries us in her arms when we're struggling or having a difficult time, provided we run to her. Let us then honor both our Heavenly Mother and our earthly mother. Let's thank them for all they've done for us. And let's do this not only on Mother's Day, but every day of our lives. Let's honor our earthly mothers by supporting them, by speaking respectfully of them at all times, and by helping them when they need it, even if it's not convenient for us at the time. And let's give them the love and gratitude they deserve by praying for them every day, because by means of prayer, we ask God, who is able to help our mothers in a way far better than we or anyone can. We ask God to help them, to strengthen them, and to protect them, to grant them the many blessings they need. And even if our mothers have finished their work in this world and have been called by God into eternity, let's not forget them. Rather, let us pray for them every day and have masses offered for them, because motherhood does not cease with death. And as loving children of Our Lady, let's honor her and thank her for all she's done and continues to do for us. And let us do this very simply by praying her rosary every day with attention and with devotion. May we never be ashamed of our mothers, my dear friends, or show them so grave a disrespect as that boy did to his mother, who worked so hard and who even gave up her eye for his well-being. Rather, may we always have a great love and reverence for our earthly mothers and a great love and devotion for our heavenly mother. For both Our Lady and our earthly mothers love us, and they value us more than anything else in this world. And everything they do for us, whether we realize it or not, everything they do for us echoes the words of that mother to her son in the letter. My child, please know this. I love you very much. With all my love to you, your mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.